Hundreds of Dr. Randy Shoup's patients have volunteered to be on the Dr. Shoup Show. Why? Because there's a passion to tell their story. And every story has a similar tone.
I am just a fan.
There's simply no other dentist in the Midwest that approaches dental care like Dr. Randy Shoup. We're online at ddsradio.com. And now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
It is so good to have all of you here. Thank you very, very much. And if you are a listener at all of the program, you know this part of the program is actually my favorite because I get to bring to you friends of mine from up in the office. And today is a special day because I want to introduce you to this man, because if you're going to go to a new dental office, he's done it right. Sent in the children first. They seem to survive. Then he sends in his wife. She seems to make it through the experience. And then, Jody, you come rolling in, and we have a great time. You've done it like a champ. How are you, buddy?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. All right. I'm glad you survived. What I'm really curious about is this is a big commitment to move your entire family, all your people, come to a new office, start things over from scratch. And what was the motivation for you to do that?
We were just thinking to ourselves, there had to be a better way to get good dental work for our children. My daughter, she's 5 years old, 6 years old now, and she had some bad enamel on the front of her teeth, and all the dentists that we went to prior to said, oh, we have to put her to sleep. We have to pull the teeth, which would be, you know, terrible for a smile. And of course you want your children to look good, you know, and to have a great smile. And we just knew there had to be something better out there. So my wife, I got handed to her. She is very good at looking things up and finding a way, you know, and she's been very helpful in that way to me. But we went looking around and we saw your videos. She saw your videos and, it sounded like the truth. So, we wanted to check it out, and it was amazing. Just kind of hearing different thought process. And just, you know, we won't have to yank the teeth. And you were able to make her smile look like 100%, you know, like nothing ever happened. And the before and after, I know, you know, your listeners won't be able to see, but it's amazing. Like before, you know, we were always concerned about how our daughter looked, you know, whenever she smiled, and she had such a good smile, you know, and she's such a happy little girl, but she was never able to show that, you know, to its fullest until you took care of her, and it looks, you know, like her smile is just brand new, you know.
And we didn't have to put her to sleep. We didn't have to take her teeth out. And I don't even think we used any anesthetic. And she sat there in the chair like an absolute champ. And we polished her up, and she looks amazing.
She does.
You got to keep it simple. You don't need to make it more complicated than what it is. And so, I truly do not know the answer to this question. What, if anything, you mentioned that it was a real impediment for her. You all had really thought about the appearance of these teeth. You had thought about, and I'm sure articulated with her, you know, your concerns about how she looks and how her smile is. Do you notice any difference in her at all? Does she smile more? Is there anything that has changed about her, or is she just the same kind of happy-go-lucky kid she always has been, and that's all fine?
Well, what is it? She is the same happy-go-lucky kid as before, but, you know, we knew that she was going to start to get to the age where kids were going to start to ask questions, and then we just didn't want it to get that far.
Sure.
And so luckily we found you before even any of that had to take place, and I mean, it's amazing. Like, it really is.
I'll tell you, buddy, one of the things that is so fun to do is this aesthetic or cosmetic bonding, particularly on kiddos that have marked up teeth, baby teeth. We do this a ton in Kenya because those kids' teeth are so stained, and we do this on a massive scale. It is just so rewarding to see the benefits and the outcomes of it. It's just a treat. So we've got your daughter all salted away. How about the rest of the family? Are they doing all right as well?
Oh, yeah. So we've also had an experience with my wife. My wife went to a doctor kind of where we nearby where we go to church and a dentist, right? She had some work done, and she knew it wasn't right, and ended up causing a whole bunch of other problems, getting a crown when maybe she didn't have to. Once we came to your place and we got the x-rays, we kind of noticed some work that wasn't up to industry standards. And so it was a real kind of eye-opener. And but we did feel a lot better now that we kind of had a plan before us of attack. And we feel very confident just in your ability to take care of us now. So definitely worth it. So,
well, man, I truly do appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. And yes, it brings up the kind of the old thing. You don't know what you don't know. And you, when you go to somebody and you trust and you put your faith in them and you expect all the work to get done to be, you know, to industry standards, like you say, and and it's not, you won't have any way. The dental consumer, 99% of the time, the dental consumer doesn't have any way to know whether the product that you're getting is a quality product or not. And you basically the patient only can, you know, when you bite up and down, if it bites okay and doesn't hurt, you kind of consider everything's fine, even if it's not. And yeah, that's what the x-ray show us, is that, you know, you had some stuff that wasn't there and wasn't right. So, man, I tell you what, I truly appreciate you sharing all this information, but everybody's going to want to know, how was it for you?
Oh, it was great. I love the amount of detail that you went into your examination, a lot more than I've ever been through anywhere else. And I wasn't annoyed at all, because I knew that that meant that you were taking care of me and you were going pretty much above and beyond. It just made me know that you knew your stuff, really, you know. So that was really nice. And it was nice that I could ask you questions and you'd explain it to me. And my wife has been explaining to me kind of a little bit more about how you do your practice little differently than everybody else, and so it was just really nice. And I wasn't as nervous as I normally am as a dentist. So.
Well, I'll take that as a huge compliment. Thank you very, very much. I really, truly do appreciate it. And yeah, it's always an honor when anybody decides to come up to see me, and we never take that lightly. We always, you drive past hundreds of dentists to get to me, and you could certainly stop off at any one of them, and you choose not to. And so we never take that lightly, in that we feel we have to earn that trust that you give us every day. And we certainly, and so we certainly take that very, very seriously. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. Listen, man, I'll let you go. I know you've got a super busy schedule and things, things cooking and ready to go. But I appreciate you sharing the information. I know you've helped somebody out there. I know you have. And thanks again.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
All right, man. I'll see you at the office next time, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.